Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. In Florida, Brady disclosures, those crucial pieces of evidence that can make or break a fair trial, are supposed to ensure that justice is served. But the reality? The state is failing to comply with its constitutional duty to disclose exculpatory evidence, particularly when it comes to law enforcement misconduct, complaints, and use of force reports. Instead of embracing transparency, Florida has consistently taken steps to protect police officers from accountability, while disregarding the constitutional rights of defendants to a fair trial. The Brady List, a simple tool for ensuring that officers with credibility issues are flagged, could solve this. Yet, Florida refuses to adopt it meaningfully, creating systemic violations of due process under the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. The failure to uphold fair trials and due process in Florida is systemic, and it starts at the top. Under Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida has taken several steps that not only fail to address the lack of Brady compliance, but actually reduce transparency. For example, in 2023, Senate Bill 450 limits the power of civilian oversight boards. These boards, once tasked with holding law enforcement accountable, can no longer access key documents or subpoena officers involved in misconduct. This leaves a gaping hole in the system, allowing police misconduct to go unchecked. Governor DeSantis could have stepped in to strengthen these oversight boards or required greater transparency through the Brady List, but he hasn't. Instead, Florida's criminal legal system has become less transparent and more resistant to change. Attorney General Ashley Moody, while the Attorney General's office is responsible for ensuring that the law is followed, there has been little to no action from Attorney General Moody to address the state's failures in Brady disclosures. In fact, legislation passed under her watch limits public access to police body camera footage, particularly when it's recorded in sensitive locations, such as private homes. This severely limits the ability to scrutinize incidents of police misconduct, even though the footage could contain exculpatory evidence crucial to fair trials. The Attorney General could push for reforms to make this footage more accessible, but instead, the opacity continues. Chief Justice Carlos G. Muñiz, the courts in Florida are the final backstop for ensuring that trials are fair. Yet, under Chief Justice Muñiz, there has been no major initiative to address the state's systemic failures in Brady compliance. Worse yet, the Florida Law Enforcement Bill of Rights provides extraordinary protections for officers, including limiting the time they can be questioned during investigations and allowing them to review evidence before providing statements. These protections make it harder to hold officers accountable and allow misconduct to go unpunished. The judiciary has the power to demand greater compliance with Brady obligations, but that demand has not been made. Secretary of State Cord Byrd's primarily responsible for overseeing elections and records. Secretary Byrd's office could play a pivotal role in advocating for transparency through Florida's public records laws. Instead, we've seen more legislation designed to limit access to those records. For instance, Marzi's law has been interpreted to shield the names of police officers involved in shootings, claiming they are victims of threats. This further limits transparency in situations where full disclosure is essential for holding law enforcement accountable. Under the leadership of Mark Glass, head of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, the FDLE could implement a robust Brady list to flag officers with histories of misconduct, ensuring that this information is disclosed to the defense in criminal cases. However, there has been little movement to ensure compliance with these disclosure requirements. This is an area where the FDLE should be leading the charge, but instead, Florida lags behind, leaving due process by the wayside. The Florida Bar, who is headed by Gregory Coleman. The Florida Bar could hold prosecutors accountable for Brady violations by enforcing disciplinary actions against those who fail to disclose exculpatory evidence. Yet, despite the clear evidence of prosecutorial misconduct in many high-profile cases, including cases identified by the Death Penalty Information Center, there has been minimal action from the bar to rectify these systemic issues. The lack of accountability here allows these constitutional violations to persist, unchecked, and unresolved. Florida is not in compliance with its constitutional obligations. Brady violations continue to plague the state's legal system, as seen in numerous high-profile cases where exculpatory evidence was withheld. These failures are exacerbated by state laws that restrict civilian oversight boards, limit public access to body camera footage, and expand the police officer's Bill of Rights, which shields officers from scrutiny. Additionally, legislation limiting public records access, like Marcy's law, continues to obstruct transparency. The Brady List could help Florida comply with its constitutional obligations, providing much-needed accountability and transparency. If these violations continue unchecked, the state will not only face public outrage, but also costly legal remedies, with taxpayers footing the bill for cases mishandled due to these failures. It's time for the state to make real changes or face the consequences.